Trump has said he's clearly going to be focusing on the Clinton Foundation. Last night he said, and I quote, the Russians, the Saudis, the Chinese all gave money to the foundation and, quote, got favorable treatment in return. Foundation has obviously raised huge sums of money for worthy causes. It's always not been transparent, though. Tens of millions of dollars have come from a Canadian partnership whose donors can remain secret. There was a large donation from Algeria that wasn't submitted to the State Department for approval. If you're president, will your husband divest himself of any association with the foundation?
Well, Anderson, you know, we'll cross that bridge if and when we come to it. But let me just try to set the record straight. We had absolutely overwhelming disclosure. Were there, you know, one or two instances that slipped through the cracks? Yes. But was the overwhelming amount of anything that anybody gave the foundation disclosed? Absolutely. And I'm proud of the foundation. I'm proud of the work that it has done. 9 million people have lower cost HIV AIDS medicine because of the work of the Clinton Foundation and my husband. We have women across the country from Latin America and Africa, across the world, I mean, getting good jobs and being able to support themselves for the first time. Here in our country, we have better food and nutrition that is helping young kids in America be healthier and not fight obesity. We have so much that we're proud of, and I will put that up against any of the innuendo and accusation coming from Donald Trump, because the work that has been done has garnered accolades and appreciation from every corner of the world because it has been so far-sighted, visionary, and effective.
But some big donors clearly want the association with you or your husband that being linked to the foundation gives them. As president, obviously it's vital that you or certainly your husband not appear to be in any way compromised. So I guess, have you considered the idea of him stepping down?
Again, you know, I'm not going to consider anything until we see what the circumstances are. But let me just point out that people give lots of money to presidential campaigns, don't they? They give lots of money to political parties as well. So, you know, that is money that goes directly to support political activities of candidates. Money that has been given to the foundation goes to support humanitarian work. And if people want to influence anybody in office, I think they would choose the political route. And indeed, the work of the foundation really speaks for itself.